Studio 360.
This hour, we're looking at various attempts to promote a particular vision of America in culture. And old-fashioned, sentimental celebrations of straight white American traditionalism are also the subject of our latest installment of Guilty Pleasures. It's our series about the unexpected cultural passions that people have. Today, a prison reform activist from New York City. She tweets as @prisonculture to 110,000 people who follow her for insights about fighting injustice and who every year around now get something completely different.
People who start following me on social media, on Twitter or something, initially for my interest in politics, once the Hallmark Channel thing comes, they're like, what? What's going on here? My name is Miriam Kaba, and I'm a Hallmark Channel Christmas movie aficionado. I would say of my closest friends, I don't think anybody is a Hallmark Channel fan. I think people put up with me around it. Usually they've watched once or twice, and they're like, I just don't get it. Like, what is this? Every year, the Hallmark Channel has something called Countdown to Christmas, which usually starts at the end of October, runs through the end of December, and literally dozens of movies are premiered during this period of time that are focused on Christmas and the holidays.
The sweetest Christmas. Marry me at Christmas. Love you like Christmas. With love, Christmas. My Christmas love. Christmas in love. Part of Countdown to Christmas on Hallmark Channel.
All of these Hallmark Christmas movies follow the same formula. The lead is a single white woman who maybe made a career for herself in the big city.
I sent an email with the projected profit margins for the accounts, big and small, and the numbers look great, Austin.
You're too busy for love. Your career has just taken over your life, and you just haven't been able to find the time.
I want to see you spend the holidays with someone, and I want that too. It's just, dating takes time, and it's really distracting.
Usually, that person is either super Christmassy and loves the holidays.
I grew up on a Christmas tree farm, and I was always Christmas crazy.
Or hates the holidays.
Well, I guess the kid in me has been too busy being an adult to get overly excited about Christmas.
And is going to be transformed by the virtue of coming back home for the holidays.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Oh, my goodness.
She ends up coming to town.
Oh, no.
Who knows where, kind of nondescript America, her old high school boyfriend is in town.
Hi, Nick.
He's never left.
Kylie Watson in my restaurant.
There's often a kid who's like very cute and precocious.
My dad, he hasn't been himself in a while. I just want him to be happy.
There's always usually some ridiculous conflict.
Well, what about the ice sculpture contest?
That's Chef Gloria's turn.
You could win and prove to Chef Gloria how talented you are in the process.
The rules allow for teams of two. I need a partner.
Who, me?
They end up falling in love with each other predictably.
I love you.
I love you too.
The film ends with the two of them looking at the stars, kissing over the credits. I'm a black Muslim woman, born and raised in New York City. I don't know a single person who is in the universe of a Hallmark movie. These are not people I work with. They are not people I'm friends with. They're not people I would probably ever be friends with. The characters are all white. No people of color in this town at all. Everybody's the same class. Even people who have jobs that should not give them any money live in houses that are magnificent.
Wow, is this some place you got?
I was subletting from a friend of mine, and then I just kind of took it over.
Every house is decorated to the nth degree in ways that are so over the top, usually.
Once we figure out a theme, we have to create the interior and exterior design, integrate the Christmas trees.
Trees? Plural?
Yes, plural. I'm thinking four, maybe five.
Five trees?
Oh, yeah, you'll see.
For me, I love the anthropological whiteness of those films. Like, I'm pretty sure there are white people who live like that. I don't know any of those white people. I find it fascinating for that reason. I can really watch it from an outsider perspective, I think, that also makes it so much easier for me to appreciate. Because none of the traumas of the holidays that are really played up in these movies apply to me in any way whatsoever. When you are constantly in people's trauma, if you are constantly trying to address very horrible injustices to people, I don't think you want your movies to be about those things, too. My work has always been directly with people who are incarcerated, whether it has been advocacy on their behalf or campaigns to do sentence commutations, projects where we've been trying to close particular prisons. I've been writing to prisoners for the last over 20 years. I have family who's incarcerated, so I have people who are criminalized in my life in various ways. I don't want to think about oppression, trauma, violence all the time. I don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's sustainable. I don't think you can keep doing the work I do if that's how you live. I mean, it's pretty simple. These movies are so ridiculous and bonkers often that I'm just like, there's nothing to take seriously here. Okay, my favorite Hallmark Channel movie that's a recent one is this movie called Miss Christmas. That's a bonkers-ass movie. The protagonist in that, she is obsessed with Christmas. I mean, she loves Christmas. Her whole entire year revolves around Christmas.
It's the most beautiful time of year, filled with hope and magic, twinkling Christmas trees.
This woman's name is Holly. I mean, come on. Her dog's name is Rudy.
Told you that bow looks good on you.
Oh my God. I mean, can it be more perfect? There's just so much perfect. And this movie is so optimistic. It is constant cheerfulness. Her job.
Holly is the creative director for the Radcliffe Center, and each year she finds, transports, and facilitates decorating Chicago's Christmas tree.
It's a dream job come true.
Some, I don't know, crane or something destroys the tree.
It's ruined. How are you going to find another tree and get it here and get it decorated in time for the tree lighting ceremony in 10 days?
This is the perfect bonkers situation of a Hallmark Channel movie. This woman's only job seems to be to get the perfect tree. That's her whole job. This woman does not have a backup tree. And she's got an assistant. So I don't know what they do.
I am Miss Christmas. This is what I do, and I'm going to figure this out.
But she ends up going to some place called Claus, Wisconsin, because she gets a letter from a little kid named Joey.
Dear Miss Christmas.
Who wants her to come and see their tree. That's like the most amazing tree on the planet. The conflict is that Sam, who is the father of Joey, who wrote the letter, he does not want to give the tree away because it was a tree his mother planted and loved.
It's just not for sale.
I'm not asking to buy it. It's donation-based, and most people are happy to do it.
They're not getting paid by the Radcliffe horrible center that's exploiting these people to cut down this 80-year-old tree.
Sam, if you were to say yes, your whole family would get to go to Chicago on an all-expenses-paid trip.
They're in Claus, Wisconsin. This is not Hawaii they're going to. They're going across the way to Chicago to get to see this tree. That's their payment for cutting down this beautiful, timeless tree. Lord have mercy.
Okay, Christmas is about opening our hearts, right? So I just have to open his heart to the idea.
Her job for the whole entire movie is to convince him to do that. And basically by falling in love with him, she gets the tree.
Why aren't you looking at the tree?
Because I finally found something to look at the way you look at that tree.
So she's a perfect example of like, no family comes, finds her true love, now leaves her job in the city, come to Claus, Wisconsin, and will end up living in Claus, Wisconsin and becoming a Christmas tree farmer. Like, I mean, come on, you know? That's Hallmark. There is nothing in a Hallmark Channel movie that I aspire to. I don't want to live in those houses, in those towns. I don't find, like, the fireplace warming, toasty, and hopeful. I'm not aspiring to a single thing in this movie, and that's what's so refreshing. There's just nothing I want in them, which I think is a relief.
Wow. Just never imagined there could be so much magic in Christmas.
To me, it's, like, strangely calming.
And every time I dreamed about it, this is always what I dreamed it should be.
I love the predictability of the movie. I know how every single movie is going to end. Where else can you say that in your life or in the world?
Maryam Kaba is the founder and director of Project NEA, which is an organization devoted to ending youth incarceration. You can follow her tweets about prison reform and about Hallmark Christmas movies at Prison Culture. Studio 360's Evan Chung produced our story. And before anybody writes in to tell us, we know that this holiday season, the Hallmark Channel presented its first Christmas movies with black lead characters.